Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, diving right in, folks. We're all about upping your crypto trading game today.
This is exciting.
It is. We're checking out this new tool called Smart K-Line History.
Okay.
And it's from a platform called Av.ai. Now, Av.ai, they're all about crypto and meme coin trading.
Right.
And you know, they're using some serious analytics to give you, like, the real-time stuff you got to know, especially when things get a bit wild.
Yeah.
You know how crypto is.
Yeah, volatility is the name of the game sometimes.
Totally. So tell me, what's the deal with Av.ai? What's their whole thing?
Well, what I find really interesting is they're aiming for that one-stop shop experience all your trading needs. Like, they want it all in one place, right there on their platform.
I see. So no more jumping around.
Exactly. No more juggling between different websites and apps and all that.
That's kind of cool, I got to admit.
Yeah.
Makes things easier.
Just streamlined.
So this Smart K-Line History thing, it's part of their platform, not a separate thing.
It lives within their K-Line chart interface.
The K-Line chart, that's where you see the price movements charted out over time.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole point is to help you make those quick, sharp decisions.
Fast, ain't he accurate.
Precisely.
But honestly, what's so different about Smart K-Line History compared to any regular chart? Like, what's their secret ingredient?
Well, they've got these four key features.
Okay.
Each one designed to give traders a real edge.
All right, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
First up, they've got something called faster transaction data feeds. And it's not just a little bit faster.
Uh-huh.
We're talking real-time data flowing straight into your charts.
Whoa. Hold on. So it's like watching a live game versus getting updates hours later.
You got it.
Now that's a game changer, especially when crypto is zipping around like crazy.
Absolutely. Speed is key. But now, imagine this. What if you could pause the game at those nail-biting moments?
I pause the game. Okay.
Yeah, like when the game's on the line and you need a breather, that's what Av.ai's intelligent pause on transactions lets you do.
Man, that's smart. I mean, we've all been there, right? The market's going bonkers.
Right.
And you just want to do something, even if it's dumb.
Yeah.
But being able to pause, think it through, man, that's going to be huge, especially in crypto.
It really takes the emotion out of it.
Mm.
You know, lets you assess things calmly.
I like that. So what's the next trick up their sleeve?
All right, feature number three, smart indicators in the transaction list.
Okay, what does that even mean?
So instead of you having to hunt for clues, the platform actually highlights actions made by the big players.
The whales, right. Those guys who can really move the market.
Exactly, and those smart traders who often set the trends.
So it's like they're pointing out the really important moves, the ones that could like signal a bigger shift.
You got it.
That's got to help with that whole fear of missing out thing, right?
Big time. Helps you avoid those rash decisions.
Love it. Okay, now I'm really curious about this fourth one. Deep wallet insights on Hover.
This one's all about information at your fingertips. So imagine you're looking at a chart and you see this massive trade.
Mm.
Well, with deep wallet insights, you just hover over that wallet address and boom, you see the balance, their transaction history, even what tokens they're holding.
No way. All that just from hovering.
Oh, right there.
That's crazy. So no more jumping between tabs or anything like that?
Yep. It's all right there in front of you.
That's efficient.
That's the point.
I'm starting to see the big picture here. They're giving you speed with the real-time data, control with that pause thing, insights with the indicators.
Right.
And then efficiency with the wallet insights. It's like they've really thought this through.
It's about giving traders an advantage no matter their experience level.
Speaking of experience levels, who are they aiming this at? Is it just for like the pros, or can someone new to crypto benefit too?
That's a great question, and one that Av.ai addresses head on.
Okay, so who are they targeting?
Well, they definitely mention the experienced traders, the ones who are, you know, already familiar with the market and looking for any edge they can get.
Right. Those who are tracking those whale movements, trying to predict the next big swing.
Exactly. But it's not just them.
So who else?
They're also looking at the meme coin enthusiasts.
Oh, of course. Gotta have those.
Yeah, those who are always on the hunt for the next big token, the next pump, you know.
The thrill seekers.
Yeah, and they need tools to cut through the noise and find the real gems.
Okay, so we've got the pros, the meme coin folks. What about those of us who are, like, just starting out?
Well, that's their third target audience, and it's a big one. New traders.
Ah, the newbies.
Yeah. They know how overwhelming it can be getting into crypto.
For sure.
Especially with so much information bombarding you. They think smart K-line history can help even those still learning the ropes.
Okay, so it's not like they're throwing you to the wolves with a bunch of complex tools.
Not at all.
They're trying to make it, like, user-friendly, even for beginners.
That's the idea.
That's great.
They believe that anyone can navigate this market with the right information and tools.
So it's the pros, the thrill seekers, and the newbies. That's a pretty wide range.
It is. And it shows their vision. They want to make this accessible to everyone.
Okay, that's really interesting. So if anyone can get this information, what's it going to take to actually be successful in the future?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Is it going to be about speed, analytical skills, intuition, or something else entirely?
You know, those are the questions we're going to be exploring as we go deeper into Av.ai and the smart K-line history tool.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. But one thing's for sure, the future of trading is about information.
About using it to make those smart decisions. And it seems like Av.ai is trying to be right there leading the way.
They're certainly making moves.
And that, my friend, is where we'll leave it for part one. Be sure to join us for part two as we dig even deeper into this smart K-line history and see how it can help you navigate the exciting and sometimes crazy world of crypto.
You know, it's amazing how Av.ai is kind of leveling the playing field in the crypto world. Like, it used to be only the big institutions had access to this kind of, like, high-level data analysis.
Right, right.
Now, with platforms like this, anyone can get in on the action.
That's a really good point. It's like they're giving individual traders a fighting chance.
Exactly.
But of course, having the information is only half the battle, right? You got to know what to do with it.
Oh, absolutely. That's where the learning curve comes in.
For sure.
But Av.ai seems to be making that curve a little less steep.
How so?
Well, they're not just throwing you in the deep end, right? They're trying to make it intuitive, easy to use, even for beginners.
Okay, I like that.
Take those smart indicators, for example. The ones highlighting whale movements.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
It's like having a seasoned trader whispering in your ear, hey, watch this. This is what the smart money's doing.
I like that analogy. Like a built-in mentor, almost.
Right. But even with all these fancy tools, there's still risk.
Oh, of course, yeah. You can't just blindly follow the indicators and expect to, like, hit the jackpot.
Exactly. No tool can guarantee success. There's always risk.
Right.
And these indicators, they're signals, not guarantees.
Gotcha.
Got to do your own research, understand the fundamentals, be smart about it.
So, no magic bullets, just better information to help you make better decisions.
That's it.
But speaking of information, you know what I find really interesting about this whole smart K-line history thing?
What's that?
It's not just the data itself, it's the context it provides.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You're talking about how it helps you understand the why behind the price movements, not just the what.
Exactly. Like in the past, you might see a big price jump and you're left wondering, what the heck just happened?
Is that a whale? Was it just random noise?
Right. But with this tool, you can actually see who's making those moves, what their track record is.
You start to connect the dots.
Yeah. It's like going from watching a silent film to, like, a full-blown IMAX experience.
That's a great way to put it. It's like you're getting the full story, not just a few snippets.
But I am curious, with all this emphasis on speed, real-time data, do you think there's a risk of traders becoming too reliant on these tools?
Interesting question.
Like almost letting the algorithms do the thinking for them.
That's definitely a concern, right? Especially with technology doing more and more these days.
Yeah.
But I think Av.ai is trying to strike a balance.
Okay. How so?
They're not saying this replaces human judgment, you know?
Right.
They're emphasizing it's a tool to enhance your decision making.
To give you more information, but ultimately you're still in control.
Exactly.
So it's like having a GPS in your car. You can show you the way.
Yeah.
But you're still the one behind the wheel.
You're the one making the decisions. It's about using technology to make us better, not replace us.
Right. That makes sense. But let's not forget the mental game of trading, right?
Oh, absolutely. The psychology of it all.
Even with all the fancy tools, emotions still play a huge role.
Huge. Fear, greed, that whole FOMO thing, they don't just disappear because you have a better chart.
Yeah, that's so true.
And that's the challenge, right? No matter how much data you have,
mm-hmm.
trading is still a human thing. And emotions are always going to be a part of it.
And those emotions can be amplified in crypto,
mm-hmm.
where things move so fast and the mm-hmm. stakes can feel so high.
Exactly. And that's why having a solid trading strategy is so important. Having a plan,
right?
You know, before you get caught up in the moment,
yeah.
managing your emotions, that's part of the strategy too.
So it's almost like you need a therapist as much as you need a trading platform.
Uh-huh. Maybe. But seriously, the key is that technology is great.
Yeah.
But it's only as good as the person using it. This smart K-line history, these
wow.
tools, they can give you a real advantage,
sure.
but they can't replace the human element. You got to be disciplined, patient, aware of your own biases.
Right. The tools can make you better, but they can't do it for you.
Exactly.
It's like a chef with a great set of knives. The knives help them make amazing dishes.
Right.
But they still need to know how to cook. But I'm curious, with Av.ai and their vision for the future of trading,
mm-hmm.
are there any, like, downsides, challenges they might face? I mean, no platform's perfect, right?
Of course not. And it's good to think about the potential downsides, too.
So what are some things that could trip them up?
Well, one challenge is they got to constantly innovate, you know? Stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah, the crypto world moves so fast.
What's cutting edge today is old news tomorrow.
It's like a tech arms race.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They got to keep pushing the boundaries to stay relevant.
What about the user experience? They're bringing all these features together.
Yeah.
Could it get too complex, too much for the average user to handle?
That's a valid point. It's always a trade-off, right? Mm-hmm. Functionality versus usability.
Right.
The more features you add, the more complex it gets. They'll have to walk that tightrope carefully.
Especially if they want to get those new users who might be intimidated by a super complicated interface.
Exactly. It's like designing the cockpit of a spaceship, right? You need all the controls.
Yeah.
But you don't want the pilot overwhelmed.
Too many buttons, yeah. What else?
Data security, that's a big one. We're talking about sensitive stuff here. Wallet addresses, transaction histories.
Mm-hmm.
That's prime target for hackers. They'll have to be super serious about cybersecurity.
That's crucial, especially in the crypto world where those breaches can be devastating.
For sure.
Let's zoom out for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see these tools like Smart K-Line History
mm-hmm.
impacting the crypto market as a whole?
Mm.
Will it make it more volatile, more accessible? What are your thoughts?
It's interesting, right? I think it could do both, democratize and professionalize the market.
Yep.
By giving more people access to these powerful tools, it levels the playing field. You know, individuals can compete with institutions,
right?
But it also could lead to more sophisticated trading, which could make things even more volatile.
So it's a double-edged sword. More access, but potentially more volatility.
Yeah.
But isn't it crypto in a nutshell anyway?
Yeah.
Always a bit of a wild ride.
That's true. It's always been unpredictable. We're still in the early stages, you know, seeing how these tools will really impact things long term.
It's going to be interesting to watch it all unfold.
Absolutely.
And I bet our listeners are eager to be a part of it. But before we send them off to explore Ava.ai on their own.
Yeah.
I think it's time we take a closer look at some of the specifics.
Let's dive into the details.
Okay, let's start with those real-time data feeds. They're really hyping this up.
Right.
But what's it actually mean for the average trader? How much faster are we talking?
Well, they claim it's real-time, which technically means zero delay.
Uh-huh.
In reality, there's always going to be some latency, even if it's just milliseconds.
Sure.
But the point is, it's way faster than most platforms.
Okay.
Where data can be delayed by seconds, even minutes.
So no more staring at a frozen chart, wondering if your trade went through?
No more nail-biting waiting. Yeah.
That's good to know. What about that intelligent pause thing? How's that actually work? Is it like a magic button to freeze the market?
Uh-huh. Not quite a magic button. It's an automated system, basically.
Yeah, okay.
It detects big events, like a massive whale trade, and it pauses the data feed. Gives you a moment to think.
So, like, a circuit breaker stops you from doing something stupid in the heat of the moment.
Exactly. Helps you stay calm even when the market's going crazy.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about those smart indicators. What are they actually picking up on?
Well, they're keeping some of the details under wraps, of course.
Right, secret sauce.
But they mention things like whale activity, smart money movements,
mm-hmm.
and unusual trading patterns. Basically, anything that suggests a big shift might be coming.
So it's like having a team of expert analysts working for you, pointing out what to watch.
You could say that, but remember, these are just indicators, not guarantees. You still got to use your head.
Right. Got to think for yourself.
Now, for those deep wallet insights, what you get when you hover over a wallet address.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
It's a lot. You see the balance, transaction history, what tokens they hold, even things like their average holding period.
Yeah.
It's a quick snapshot of that wallet's activity.
And all that just from hovering. No need to go digging around elsewhere.
Nope. It's all right there. Easy access to information. That's what it's all about.
And that's what Smart K-Line History is trying to do, right? Give traders the information they need to make those smart calls.
Right.
And do it in a way that's easy and efficient.
That's the vision.
I like it. Mm. But we got to remember the human side of things.
Oh, always.
No matter how fancy these tools get, trading is still a human activity. Mm. Emotions are always going to be there.
Always.
Fear, greed, FOMO, those things can mess with your head, even with the best tech in the world.
That's why you got to have a disciplined mindset, a good strategy. These tools can help you.
Yeah.
But they can't replace the human element.
You got to be aware of your own biases, manage your risk, stay focused on your goals.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Technology can help, but it can't make the decisions for you.
It's like we said before, you're the one behind the wheel.
Exactly.
So, with all that said, it brings us back to that question we asked earlier.
Oh, yeah.
What's going to separate the successful traders from the rest with all this data and technology available?
Will it be the ones who master the tools? The ones who stay disciplined and avoid those emotional traps? Or maybe it's a bit of both.
That's a good one to think about. And it's a perfect place to pause, let our listeners ponder that as we wrap up part two of our deep dive into Smart K-Line history. Be sure to join us for part three.
Sounds good.
Where we'll continue exploring Av.ai's vision and see how it all comes together. All right, we're back for the final stretch of our Av.ai deep dive.
Part three.
And, you know, it's been quite the journey learning about this Smart K-Line history, not just how it works, but like how it's changing the whole game for crypto trading.
It's been fascinating.
Really has. And one thing that stood out to me is how Av.ai isn't just about giving you tools.
Mm-hmm.
They're building like a whole community.
An ecosystem.
Yeah,
exactly.
Around trading.
We've talked about the Ev Sniper bot, all that documentation and their Telegram communities.
Right.
But how does all that fit into this bigger picture?
It's about connection.
Yeah.
They're creating a space for traders to, you know, talk, share ideas, learn from each other.
Right.
The tools are crucial, no doubt.
Sure.
But it's the human element that takes it to the next level.
It's like having a library full of books versus joining a book club to actually discuss them.
That's a good analogy.
The knowledge is more powerful when it's shared.
Exactly. And that's where the Telegram groups really shine. They've got these spaces where traders of all levels can connect.
Oh, cool.
From beginners to, you know, the pros.
Nice.
They can ask questions, share what they've learned, get different perspectives.
So it's like a virtual trading floor, but without all the yelling and chaos. Yeah, something like that.
And speaking of learning, their documentation is pretty impressive. Who's that for? Is it just for a certain type of trader?
Av.ai AI seems to be going for everyone.
Oh, okay.
They've got basic tutorials for beginners just getting started.
Right.
But then for the more advanced traders, they go deep, even explaining the algorithms behind the indicators.
Wow, that's commitment. Sounds like they're all about transparency. But we haven't talked much about that Av Sniper bot. How does that fit in?
That's their trading bot, basically.
Right.
For more experienced traders who want to, like, seize those opportunities 24/7.
Right.
It can make trades based on your rules, so you don't have to be glued to the screen all the time.
So it's like a tireless trading assistant.
Exactly.
They really are trying to cover all the bases, from beginners to the pros.
They're building a platform that's powerful, but also easy to use.
Right.
Sophisticated, but user-friendly. It's a tough balance to strike.
It is, for sure. It'll be interesting to see how they continue to evolve.
For sure.
You know, earlier we talked about the potential downsides of these powerful tools becoming more common. Ethically, do you see any concerns as trading gets more reliant on this kind of tech?
That's a huge question, and one we all need to be asking. There's always the risk of making existing inequalities worse.
Right.
We got to make sure everyone has a fair shot in the market, whether they have access to these tools or not.
It's like innovation is great, but it has to come with responsibility.
Exactly. We need to think about the impact on the whole financial system.
We got to have these conversations now. Well, these technologies are still relatively new.
Absolutely. How do we build a future of finance that's fair and inclusive for everyone?
That's the big question. Yeah. Those are some serious food for thought for our listeners as we wrap up our av.ai deep dive.
A lot to consider, for sure.
We've covered a lot. The technical stuff, the benefits, the ethical side of things.
The whole spectrum.
We really encourage everyone to check out av.ai for themselves.
Yeah, see what you think.
Form your own opinions. Approach this exciting, wild world of crypto trading with an informed perspective.
Be smart about it.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time, happy trading.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.